All right.
I should have brought the remote.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I could just click on and off.
Damn, we didn't think of that, but it started and we can't get up from the table. What is up, Ramblin' Raiders listeners and viewers? Now, welcome back to the podcast. It's a new year. Cheers. Cheers to a new year.
Get my water
Come
in there.
Come on there, Nick. Nikas. You know, not only, you know, the Ramblin' Raiders back, but we have some new aesthetics for you guys. We hope you enjoy. That's why, you know, if you're listening to this in your car, you need to go ahead and check out our YouTube channel and Twitch channel because you can see us live. Everyone wave. Say hi to the camera.
Hello, what up?
I hope you guys don't get camera shy on me. But, yeah, we wanted to bring kind of a new perspective, something that we wanted to do for a long time. So we're excited to finally, you know, show you guys our makeshift studio. It'll be different probably every week.
It could be, yeah.
But, yeah, welcome back to the podcast. This is some premium Texas Tech content with a laugh. Not just Texas Tech content, as you'll see tonight. We have Matador Motivationals and hot takes that we like to dive into as well. But alongside me, you know, for our viewers, they need no introduction. They can see you guys
here. They don't know what we look like.
But for our listeners, well, if they follow us on Instagram, they will. But for our listeners, I have my two regular co-hosts tonight. Nick, only 355 days till Christmas. Thompson, did I do that math right?
I don't know if the math is correct, but I still haven't done Christmas with my family yet because my mom has been sick.
Dude, you better. Oh, she has?
Yeah.
I was going to say, y'all better get on that, man. So you're looking at January 4th.
I have like maybe 5 days till Christmas, maybe a little bit less.
Poor Nick hasn't opened a single gift yet.
I haven't. I've not opened one gift.
He's a Christmas cheermeister of us all.
At least those gifts will be there. Unlike me and Lane, who had zero gifts this year because apparently
we
weren't good, man.
Cole.
To Santa. But yeah, and then also we have Lane. I was so cold I had to borrow an A&M hoodie, and now I hate my life. Griffon, Lane, walk us through that, man. What happened in that moment? I mean, Dad put you on blast. Your buddies are putting you on blast.
I put up a big fight to put it on.
What possessed
I will say.
You? You must have been close to death.
It was pretty cold out. It was pretty cold out. I fought it for as long as I could. I thought there were going to be no pictures taken. That was one of the agreements made. I think one was snuck in there.
So somebody went back on their agreement.
Someone went back on their agreement, and it was one of the worst days.
So you were wearing an A&M hoodie. Did you lose a bet?
No, it was just really cold.
You chose to wear an Aggie hoodie. Okay.
Well, we did bet on the Aggies against, you know, our better judgment. And,
Speak for yourself. I didn't.
Well, I did, and I won big time on it in a parlay. It you know, felt like it was wrong. It went against every fiber in my body, but I did it anyways. Man, it's kind of weird not having our intro song to lead us into the podcast for everyone who's watching right now. I wanted to go ahead and do it anyways, but I think Nick was a little embarrassed to show the people like how we you know, how we go ahead and implement our intro soundtrack.
Hold the speaker up.
Hold the old speaker up to the camera. Yeah.
Soon we'll get to
beer.
Where we put it on my shoulder and we'll just do it like that with the listeners and the watchers.
I like that, man. It shows how resourceful we are and, you know, that we're – how do I put this? I don't know. Just not high
tech.
We're
ratchet.
Yeah, we're ratchet. That's what I was looking for. We're not very high tech, man. We're just
I was watching some videos because we had to figure out how to get the camera to work through the mixer and then through the laptop and through the mics. And I saw a video where a guy actually he was trying to teach me how to, or not me, but teach the video, the watchers on the wall, how to like plug in another cord into the mixer and then plug it into your phone. Simply done.
Okay.
Simple as
so
that.
We'll figure it out.
I think we'll get it done.
We're not very tech savvy.
My biggest concern is, can I still check my phone like off and on throughout the episode?
You can. Yeah. People will see it.
They'll see it, but it doesn't
matter. Make sure you're not looking at anything inappropriate on there because they might catch a side angle.
I think what I'm going to do is get somehow hacked into your phone and then like our laptops too, where we can have like different
hacking
screens where like – if you like pull up your phone on the
you're
video,
gonna dox
it'll
Lane?
Show it'll show like what you're looking at on your phone.
There you go.
So really? Watch out, man.
Okay. No,
yeah.
Cool.
So the
I
bougie.
I like to look at ESPN and whatnot.
That's the word I was looking for. We're not very bougie, you know. It shows that we're kind of old school and slumming it, if you will. But hey, it's all right. We're gonna put that still on our sound, on our audio. That'll be on Apple Pod and Spotify. I don't really know how Twitch and YouTube works. I guess you can subscribe. This will be a test run for us, the first time we've ever done a visual recording. So for all of our listeners that are, you know, doing this through Apple Pod, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way with helping us gauge where we're at with the podcast and, you know, the things that our listeners like to hear and maybe some things they don't. It's just overall good back and forth, good commentary and engagement with our listeners. So let us know what you think about that. Hopefully y'all are hitting us with some 5 stars. Also, we're on Instagram at Ramblin' Raiders, Facebook, Ramblin' Raiders Podcast. That's the page. You can go like that if you're on Facebook a lot. And then also our Twitter is at Ramblin' Raiders. You know, remember to go check us out. And then we'll get back to you next time on subscribing, Twitch. I think there's some terminology I've seen some other Twitch, you know, guys use that I don't know. But
some,
yeah,
video gamer.
Plug
I've
us.
Never used a Twitch.
There's some lingo there that we'll pick up on later. Plug us, subscribe to us, do whatever you got to do. One of our friends on Twitter said something about it. Chris, out in Rosenberg, man.
Oh,
he used
yeah.
some term. I forgot. I'd have to go back and look at it. Maybe whenever we get a break here, I'll check it out. But yeah, go, you know, check out our YouTube, check out our Twitch. It's a mouthful. And, you know, let us know how we're doing. Website, guys, 10% of all merch sales goes to the charity of the month. We gave to Compassion International.
That's right.
Last month. We actually gave the most we've given since we started doing this podcast. Great cause.
To you guys too.
Yeah, we were really happy. It wasn't just the Ramblin' Raiders correspondents sitting here at this table, but all, you know, people tuned in and came through on that, which was really cool. So thank you all for doing that. And I don't know, man, for this month, we'll still have to figure it out what we're going to give to. But 10%, guys, if you want to get you a hoodie like this, nobody's wearing their hat. I was the only one that came prepared.
Well, I had a T-shirt.
To plug merch.
I have with me.
Some chick is wearing Nick's T-shirt right now.
Thanks to Lane. And don't think I forgot that you still owe me a brand new Ramblin' Raiders
T-shirt. I do. But what I should have put on is actually I have with me the best-selling shirt. The one with my face on the back.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Nick's like an elephant, man. He doesn't forget anything, dude. Nothing.
And I carry it with me.
He knows I'll get him back.
Did y'all know that? That elephants can, like, remember everything?
They also smell like shit.
Great memories, not smelling too well. Where were we? Also on our website, we have write-ups. You know, Nick put out a good one last 2 weeks ago, I think, talking about our basketball team. It was a really good read. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm not just saying that because he's my co-host and partner with Ramblin' Raiders Media, but it was awesome. We have other write-ups on there, and we're going to continue to do that. We also have our episodes that are downloadable straight from the website. I guess we might be able to implement putting these videos on here. Yeah,
maybe.
So we'll look at that. We have our shop and much more. Pictures of us chilling in our
Jackson's cat
OG studio. The cat, our friend Heidi repping our merch. We have it all in there. Caroline's friend Heidi, who's actually is gracious enough to let us record our episode here in her makeshift studio. Hopefully Willie will come for all of our people tuning in visually.
He might come and jump on my lap.
Willie will come through and give Lane a bear hug. What else? We're working our way through the outline. Media plug. Lane, let's go to the other content that we have that's in, you know, part of the Ramblin' Raiders Media umbrella. First plug, Laney's Locks, dude. I wish we would have recorded the last 2 weeks because I've been going off. The chef is back and he's on fire.
Chef has been back. I was back last week. I hammered it. But yeah, Laney's Locks show. Quick hitter, guys. Just a, you know, quick 20 minutes. 30 minutes tops, about the best action to hit for the weekend. Stay tuned this upcoming couple months. I'm going to be in La Berge.
Oh.
This next weekend, I'm going to be in Vegas one weekend in February. And wow. I'm going to be in Vegas one weekend in March. So Laney's Locks is going to pick up a lot of action.
Are you going on a world tour?
I'm like, going on this? A gambling tour, I think.
have you been sponsored and you didn't tell us about it?
I'm sponsored. That's how I get money. I don't get money anywhere else but just gambling sponsorship.
Should we start? I think we might need to start a GoFundMe to make sure that Lane can make it through all three trips. Godspeed, buddy, because that's going to be...
I'm going to need it. Listeners, like, that might be the donation for this next month.
10% going to a charitable cause. That is Lane's gambling addiction.
I would say bookies beware, but...
I've been hot these past couple weeks.
No, I think they need to...
All I know is I've gotten two payments of $350+. And with the
chef has been back, he's units, been putting more money down than I have.
Either Willie's licking my knee or I'm knee bumping with Nick. I can't tell. Oh, okay. Oh, that's just good old Nick there. No, but, you know, with the units that I bet, that's been really big paydays for me.
The units.
Yo, I forgot. Nick's a novice when it comes to betting. This is cool. I can, like, you know, reach out and pat you guys, and people can actually see what's going on here. This is awesome. All right, next, Loose Lips with Gator Ships. Thank you. Finally, I was waiting for someone to return the favor.
Let me touch you.
There you go, right there. Lane?
Hey, let me plug the listeners real quick on make sure they follow us on Instagram for Laney's Locks, at Laney's Locks underscore 15. I'm going to be posting a lot of videos of my world tour gambling. So you're not going to want to miss those. Me and the boys hitting. Jackson will be on one of those trips.
I'll be in Vegas.
He'll be there for one of them. So y'all are going to want to see those videos, some of that funny content. Be sure and follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
There you go.
Loose Lips with Gator Ships, also presented by Ramblin' Raiders Media. We're really excited about our friend Gator's new podcast. It's coming up. It's, you know, just the way I explained it in the quick, you know, mission statement summary of it is just not your average flight attendant taking you to places you never knew been. You wanted to go. The podcasting world is going to get flipped on its head. She's a, you know, eccentric, charismatic personality.
She's a spicy little minx.
She is a spicy little minx. We, you know, she's one of our good friends. We love her to death. And
that's one of the best compliments I've ever heard Nick give.
It's spicy little minx, man. Lane's been known to be a spicy little minx sometimes.
Oh, that's what we have here.
There it is. That's what we were waiting for.
Oh, Willie's one-eyed Willie made it to the table.
Willie's premiere and debut on the Ramblin' Raiders podcast. But Loose Lips with Gator Ships, she's going to try to put out an episode here in the next coming month. Follow her. Nick, can you read off or pull up that text with her Instagram information?
I sure can.
Thank you, brother.
Is it in there?
Yeah, it's in the ship show.
Did she text it today?
She texted it last night, I believe. Really late. At a suspicious hour. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't remember getting that. And she goes, oh, here we go.
She goes, oh, Jackson's in here?
The Instagram account is looselips_with_gatorships.
A lot of underscores in there.
And Twitter is @looselips_pod. Password for both of them.
No. Wait.
Whoa. Stop you there. No.
What's the name of that last one?
looselips_pod.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of Loose Lips content out there. But Gator does, in fact, you know, have loose lips when she has about eight, you know, when she's eight natties deep. And she just is going to be bringing you guys great content. She has some really good interviews lined up. I think one of them is with a stripper.
No way.
No, and apparently she's going to tell some funny stories. They're going to use, you know, fake names, but of, like, pro athletes.
Oh, I'm going to be tuning in.
Coming in. I mean, it's you
Gator
know,
don't play no shit,
no,
I
guess. Gator don't play no shit, and she's got some really funny insight to things. Her mom, I know, is like a psychotherapist or did like psychiatric evaluations at prison, something like that.
Like she's, insane asylum?
No, not an insane asylum, like a legit prison. But she's got great interviews lined up, and we're really excited about it. A little double inception here. Nick's hitting the Insta store with the recording going on as well, the visual recording. Next, man, we're really chopping wood here. So Loose Lips with Gator Ships, you know, it's for the ladies and the guys. Everybody tune in. I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of satisfied listeners with her content. Look around campus. We made it.
We're finally into some content.
Let's go. We made it to, you know, what people come to listen to. Sorry you guys had to wade through that bullshit to get here. All right. But, look around campus. Josh Berger is coming back. I was gauging y'all's reaction. You excited? You excited?
Josh Boyga, huh?
I don't know.
That's his first name, right? Josh Berger?
Yeah. Did he start this year?
Yeah, he started at least the second half. I know he started a majority of the games, I think. When I say he started, I'm about 90% sure.
He's the Wofford transfer, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And he was a grad transfer, I believe, and now he's coming back.
He's coming back for a COVID year.
For a victory lap.
You've got to love that COVID year.
Yeah, we got – overall, we got nine guys.
So you don't love
guys.
COVID, but you love, you know, the fact that guys
well,
are coming
not
back.
Yeah, I we said that nine. Wrong. The COVID comeback, like we're –
Lane's, you know, Lane's a COVID sympathizer.
Players can come back.
Well, we got nine players coming back, seniors coming back for another edition, another victory lap.
I mean, I just got to say it. I know we already know, but Rico coming back, incredible.
It's huge, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give a shout-out to Don Williams, just legendary – reporter in the Lubbock area.
AP reporter.
Let's go ahead and start with you, Don.
Here we go. Start with Don. Well, no, shout out to Don Williams. We follow him on Twitter. He has a lot of good information that, you know, he leaks early and often. Confirmed by a Texas Tech. Oh, whoa, that's not the right tweet. He had a
That sounded like some breaking news.
That was like something about Sonny Cumbie. You guys already knew he's going to be there. Well, I hate to disappoint, but it looks like I'm full of it tonight.
Well, what was it going to be based off?
Maybe here it is. Josh Berger, who has started. Uh-oh, here it comes. It's Montucky. Oh, my God. He saved me. Lane with the assist, dude. What a save. Josh Berger, who has started third. Dude, that's like chemistry that you just can't. You can't recreate that. Who has started 38 college games at Wofford and Texas Tech, I guess combined, will start some more. Don, you got to be more fluid there, man. A little more specific.
He'll start some more.
Who has started 38 college games at Wofford and Texas Tech will start some more. There you go.
Good.
The right tackle is the Red Raiders' ninth senior and seventh starter to re-up for 2021. So we got Berger back.
He's re-upping.
Do you think he can lead us to some 50 burgers?
He said, run it back, boys. I'm coming.
All right, who else, Nick? I know you got another guy
got
on that list.
A bunch of people.
Not coming back, but coming to Texas
items.
Tech.
Yes.
We got some big transfers recently.
Big transfer, kind of, for Florida. From Florida, Josiah Pierre, a linebacker, was a redshirt freshman this year. Why are you touching
me? No, I'm just excited.
I'm about to roast the SEC later, but you love getting a transfer from Florida.
But here's the thing. I can't get too excited for this because he had a full – 8 tackles this year. It didn't get into too many games. Played against Florida. Or I guess he went to Florida. Played against Georgia, Kentucky, and Ole Miss. He had offers from Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, and Ole Miss. There
sounded a lot like Don there, Nick.
I need to be more fluid. I understand.
Hey,
Don's the man.
He didn't get too much game time this year. That's why he's transferring, because he needs more playing time. And, hey, I'll take SEC talent. I'll take it.
So what if they just got put, you know, if Oklahoma put
if
55
Oklahoma
up on him.
60 on him, whatever. We want that guy.
We want him still.
Well, he didn't play in the game, so.
I want him under Patterson. Patterson, coach him up. He's going to be the best defensive player in the freaking Big 12.
If he would have played in that game, there's a good chance Oklahoma only scores 50, not 55.
That's right.
Well,
he's responsible.
He'll be some added depth. And, you know, look, our linebacker transfers, Boyer Randall.
They tend to do well.
Meriwether has been doing well.
Yeah.
Schooler's been doing well.
Schooler had
so they
a good
come
year.
In and they make a difference. So
no, there's a method to that for sure.
There's a little skepticism with him not having too many, you know, snaps under his belt coming in, but he is a redshirt freshman.
Let's coach him up.
And, you know, this year didn't count for eligibility, so we got some time to develop him.
He's already
and
got
make him a Red Raider.
He's already, you know, had 2 seasons in college football. That's always nice to get a player like that.
Hey, all I know is we were super excited to get like an SEC linebacker from Florida while we simultaneously talk shit about how their defense blows and they got blown out by OU. We're not as scared. Like, we're not scared to take both routes.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
Tech fans will take the high road every time.
No problem in contradicting ourselves.
No, but another guy coming to Texas Tech, committed, a punter, kicker. Apparently he's a 5-star. I couldn't find that anywhere.
We need a kicker.
Heard he was a 5-star. Grant Nickel out of Spring, Texas, Caroline stand-up.
The bar is low, dude.
Wait,
so
hold
you
on,
gotta...
hold on. You can be a 5-star and be a kicker?
That's a
and
thing.
Punter.
That is a thing.
Wow, so this guy's legit.
Grant Nickel committed to Texas Tech this past week. All day Garibay has got some competition. I think Trey Wolf's probably – is he still around?
What do you mean? Like, is he, like, kicked off the team?
No, like, well, has he been cut and or has he entered the
portal? No, he's probably still on the team. He's just going to have some competition.
Well, it's going to be a 3-way kicker competition this spring.
And that's going to be interesting to see who Matt Welch trots out, because if he trots out the wrong guy, Tech fans will call for his head.
Well, he's already on the hot seat.
The question is this. How well does he kick on second down?
Boom, roasted, dude. That's a great question. I mean, thank you. There it is. How do you feel, I mean, about kicking? Like, can you be ice on second down?
I hear he's the king of surrendering.
With the game not, with the game on the line, but actually not, because your field goal will be irrelevant to us winning.
I hear
can
this,
you knock
this,
it dead?
This kicker has mastered surrendering a kick to where, like, you don't actually kick the ball. You just quit. You just don't score and you lose.
Wow, hey, he'll fit right in. Moving on, or do you have anyone else on there, Nick?
I got a few other look around campus items.
Awesome, go for it.
Zach McPherson, declaring for the NFL draft. Smart move on him.
Damn.
I think it is a smart move for him. Yeah. He had a great season. His draft stock, I don't think he's going to get any better than it is right now.
Third-team All-American.
Yeah.
A gentleman and a scholar.
Great. Had a great season for us. He's a guy, I've said this several times on the pod, we kind of roasted after that first game, but he really came on and great season.
He was one of our best, if not best, in the secondary.
Yeah, I think he did better this year than Douglas Coleman did last year.
I think he was our best player in the secondary for sure.
I mean, he won us the West Virginia game, basically.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah, so good on him. Best of luck to you, brother. And then we got, you know, the Lady Raiders in basketball. I know you had some stuff
that. I was just going to go over the scores. Just like the Texas Tech men's team, the Lady team followed suit against Incarnate Word, only they outdid the men's team in whooping that ass. They beat Incarnate Word 100. They dropped a C note on Incarnate Word. I'm sure there was some free hot dogs or something given away. You know, some sort of promotion with that. Dude, you have like the phantom mic over there, man.
Dude,
you gotta scoot your weights off, dude. Your weight distribution.
Oh,
come on, man. Simple physics.
Wow. Nick was clearly not an engineering major at Texas Tech.
Nick was clearly not a poli sci major at Texas Tech either. So, 147. good on you, honestly, dude. It's led me nowhere. I mean, I started a podcast, so like, what does that, you know, say for me?
Holden Hall.
Ooh.
Asbestos.
Kids dropping like flies. 147 for the third time. They beat the brakes off of Incarnate Word. Props to the Texas Tech Lady Red Raiders for getting it done. And then they also followed suit and losing to Oklahoma State. Now, they got beat in Stillwater a little bit more handedly than the men's team did, 75-48. So, you know, after that two-game win streak, or really three-game win streak, I'm sorry, because they beat TCU. That was a big win. You know, Coach Gerlich's first win
in conference play.
They rattled off two and then, you know, had a little setback against Oklahoma State. So the next game is this Wednesday at 6 p.m. against Oklahoma at home, looking for a big bounce back for the Lady Red Raiders.
At home, never out of the fight.
Yeah,
never.
Looking to shoot it a little bit better from the field, only 29% in that last game against the Pokes. But, you know, anytime you lose your three players that had the most minutes per game, Brittany Brewer, who's on the Atlanta Dream now.
Brittany Brewer's a beast.
Stud in the WNBA now. Kristen Carr, who just went into the portal a couple weeks ago. And then who was the other one? Sydney Goodson, also not on the team anymore. Those were the three most, you know, they played the most minutes last year.
Our dominant players.
Anytime you lead, like those three.
Just solid.
Leave those kind of players leave the program, then you're going to take a step backwards, and it's going to take time to rebuild a little bit. So I trust Coach Gerlich. She's a proven winner at UT Arlington.
Yeah.
And, you know, we might have a couple more skids the rest of the season, but look at them to play hard.
In Gerlich, we trust. That's all I have for the look around campus. Are we ready to move on from there? Put our little string backpacks away?
Yeah, it was a good look, boys.
Good look, baby. Here we go, guys. Main body content for tonight. Oklahoma State recap. New year, same just gut-wrenching feeling as a Texas Tech fan. Losing at home to an Oklahoma State team who's actually up. That's for all of our visual, you know, onlookers. I keep looking over at the score because I put you guys unfortunately won't be able to ride with me on this because it's not live, but I put a 30 spot on West Virginia to come back, and they're down now 13 to Oklahoma State. So Oklahoma State's, you know, hanging tough. They're kind of, you know, turning a corner here. But the bottom
brain out there.
Yeah.
I said it last pod on the pregame, they were a good team.
They're
There's
sneaky
no doubt
team.
About it.
Still a team we should have beat at home.
Still a team we should have beat, I think, but it's just the Big 12, man. You got to watch out. Anybody can bite you.
You have to bring it every night.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, and I heard this recently. Coach Beard, I think it was, said that this Oklahoma State team, their only two losses were about four points combined. They're two or three possessions away from being a top 10 team in the country.
Absolutely.
And we just so happened to have them, you know, unranked coming into Lubbock. But this team was a good team and is a good team. And
we were right there.
They're beating West Virginia by 15 points.
And we took them to overtime. I mean, we were right there. Let's kind of get in, you know, break it down, some instant reactions here. I know, you know, Lane was out of commission to watch the you watched the end of it.
I got to watch bits and pieces of it, and then you know I kind of went back and watched as much as I could before the pod to get ready.
Yeah,
but
he was coming off of a spirited night,
a consumption vortex.
And then Nick was having technical difficulties, so I'm the information bank here for this Oklahoma State game. I watched it with Friendswood G. We were both pretty disappointed in, especially the first half. Second half, the guys battled back really well, and I was proud of them there. But instant reaction, just a tough loss at home again to a team that is solid and but still, you know, you were in this game and had your opportunities. You know, probably should have came away with a win if you play the best game you're capable of. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. You know, offense continues to look stagnant and discombobulated, and it kind of reminded me of the U of H game where U of H just started off
hot,
extremely hot. I mean, they were shooting lights out, and, you know, we tried to weather the storm, but our offense wasn't really capable. We got down big and fought our way back, this time coming all the way back, and then, you know, just didn't go our way at the end. But I saw a tweet, and I loved the terminology that was used. You know, we won't throw the name out there just for privacy, you know, reasons, whatever. But the tweet was awesome. It said that this group, the phrase she used was, they need to get cohesive quick. And I thought that was great, which is true. There's a lot of, you know, with the way our offense is right now, the fluidity isn't there. And I mean, the coaching staff needs to, you know, kind of step up and get these guys in a position where they, you know, they're going to be able to succeed, you know, get them in sets quick and everything. But I loved how she said they need to get cohesive quick, and that's so true. Really, before we dive into negatives and positives, the two calls at the end of the game, I will say this, we've expressed this sentiment on the pod before. You don't want to be a you know, a ref whiner and you know, always be, oh, the refs cost this game, blah blah blah. And that's true. You know, Tech didn't play their best game, and we're not gonna dismiss that we're not gonna dismiss those issues and say this was the only reason. But I will admit, if you ever, you know, just like with the butt fumble a year ago in football against Baylor, if there ever was a moment in a game, an example where you can say that was pretty damn close to really screwing a team over, it was in this game. Those two calls at the end of the game, really even the Mac McClung lane violation or whatever, they said he was on a free throw. He was standing on the three-point line. Lane, yeah, violation, you know, that one was
that's ridiculous.
Well, on first glance, I mean, it was very close. I don't know if he was necessarily behind the line, but the two at the end of the game were absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
That Matt McClung call, as someone who's played basketball, been around basketball a long time, every common sense ref, every ref you come across gives you a warning, at least one warning before committing that petty. It's a petty it's a petty lane violation because you're not even.
It was. I mean, dude, when they showed the aerial of it, it was very sus. I'll say that it was very sus.
Especially when it's a lane violation, you're just standing there and you're standing on the line. They'll say, "Hey, you need to step back."
Yeah.
Before they make that call, that's ridiculous.
And I've said this before. As a ref, your job is to call the game as fairly and accurately as you can without implementing yourself in the fluidity. You know, the outcome and result of play of the game, and they absolutely inserted themselves at the end of this game. I mean, the call on McCullough was the worst one, dude. I mean, Cade, you know, tries to draw contact. McCullough doesn't bite. He backs off, and he jumps into him and barely grazes him. That's just a call. I mean, make him earn it. You know, let's have Cade Cunningham, number one prospect in the country. Let's have him bury a three to go to overtime and earn it. But when you put him on the line like that, you're just – inserting your will and your presence into the game, it's not good. And then the call, you know, you make a terrible call like that, and then you follow it up with, again, a call. And I kind of got back and forth a little bit with a podcast that we respect and admire, and Talking Tech podcast earlier. We didn't really get into it because I agree with them that Kyler Edwards needs to be more alert. I mean, you can't even put the ref in that situation. But still, it's a call that I would go out and say 95 out of 100 refs don't make that call at the end of the game. You know, the guy, they switch the screen, so the screen becomes obsolete.
He refuses the screen.
Yeah, he refuses the screen, so the dude, it becomes obsolete, and right when Edwards sees that, he sort of rolls off like anyone does into some minimal accidental contact. Again, it's just How are you going to, you know, let McClung take that shot. Let him either win it or go to overtime. The fact that they had both of those, it's a really bad – I'll say this. Again, we're not blaming the refs for the loss, but those two – and really, they had bad calls all game on both sides of the ball. Oklahoma State got gypped on a lot of calls on some really bad charges and stuff like that. So it was throughout the game, but it just – at the end of the game, those two were so pivotal in determining – the percentage of who was going to win that game at the very end. And it's embarrassing. It's an embarrassing look for the Big 12. I mean, these refs, you can't go home and look in the mirror and feel proud of yourself after a game like that, because it's just pathetic. That's the only word I can think of.
You said something about charge calls. And in the NCAA this year, they're an absolute joke. Yeah. If you fall down, it's a charge.
Guys,
don't even worry about it.
We need to reward the call for real charges. But so, I mean, it was back and forth. It was bad. You know, the Big 12 refs really showed out.
Texas Tech's a team that takes a lot of charges. We take a lot of good charges. But we take a lot of other charges, though, that is sometimes
bottom line, skeptical. A lot of bad calls in this game, but those two at the end, just, unexcusable, man. I mean, inexcusable. You can't have that. It's terrible. Negatives, dude. Offensive woes continue. You know, any Tech fan who watched that game could tell you this. It partly could be due to the fact that players are lacking chemistry with one another. Yeah. It could half of it, I think, is due to a lack of scheme. You know, our coaches, we got to get into sets earlier. We're wasting time in the shot clock. You know, I noticed this, that we start plays later. You know, we swing it around and we don't really get much movement.
We're so stagnant.
Well, we swing it around. We don't get a lot of movement. It's a lot of negative movement, as we talked about in a previous pod, some, you know, coaching terminology that we've used. And then they get into a set where they actually run a high ball screen, or, you know, they try to get sighted and, you know, do some high-low action, but it's too late in the shot clock. So it's – some of it's a lack of scheme. I trust Beard to fix the issue, but they really need to work on getting better movement and getting in sets earlier.
Hey, a lot of it, I think, is
getting in some sex, man.
No. Well, that's a big part of it, but no, I think a lot of it is moving. It's moving without a purpose at the beginning of the shot clock. Yeah. These guys are kind of screening and making cuts that they
just negative move.
They're just not. They're not expecting to get the ball. They're not cutting to get the
Oklahoma
ball.
Oklahoma State just pouring it.
And
on.
When you do that, you know, even if you don't get the ball, you create someone else open behind you. So I mean, you just got to move with a purpose early in the shot clock.
Our offense deserves none of these.
No sex for them.
Not one.
Somebody I
liquid sex.
Somebody I want to call out, and I don't know if he like, if I just had like a misconception about him coming in, but where has Namari Burnett been all year?
Dude.
Like, he got 22 minutes in this game, and he got to the foul line and made all of his free throws, 5 of 5, but
no.
I mean, I coming in, I was like, all right, we're going to get another Jamias Ramsey coming in, you know, making a lot of shots for us as a five-star coming in, our best recruit ever, but he's showing out in other areas defensively. I think he does a decent job moving the ball around, but I mean, offensively, he's just, where is he?
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, Zaire Smith, Jarrett Culver, Jamias Ramsey, these are guys that came in as freshmen and produced a lot more efficiently than what we're seeing from Burnett. And you know, he might just be adjusting, but no, I see your point on there, Nick.
Yeah, and there's these guys that we need to have step up and or at least find their role and play it well. Like Burton, he's another guy that comes to mind. Micah Peavy, he might not have been, you know, the offensive talent that we would hope to have coming in, but he does a lot of the good things right, and he's a very high IQ basketball player for a freshman.
He's been active in a lot of games.
But they're not contributing to the offense, and that's really hurting us.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, I was going to say Peavy's got a high motor. He rebounds well. I mean, he plays defense well, and there's definitely room for guys like that on the court, but – I mean, he's got to get a jump shot. He's got
to
get
something
a little bit. Yeah, because, I mean, it leaves us in a position where you have Edwards, McClung, and Shannon.
That's our offense.
Who can score. But, you know, Santos Silva is not a guy who you're going to post up and he's just going to go to work a lot. I think he's going to get it out of, you know, dishes and find him in the lane. And McCullough, dude, he's one of my
positives.
Yeah, he's one of my positives is thank God he's back because we need him. He's got some good finesse and technique down there, and he's a guy that can wheel and deal in the interior. But, yeah, offensive spacing, I mean, we're going to have to – I don't know if it's Ogbo. Am I saying that last name right? I know he's only played in, like, one or two games. But
he didn't get in this last game.
Ogbo.
True freshman.
But he's a guy, look, if he's – I mean, he seemed to have the green light against Incarnate Word. If he's a guy who can fill it up
– well –
But I'm just saying, I mean, he's shooting. You know, Beard's not telling him, hey, don't
shoot. I think
shoot that. But
if he's a word game, he's got a little bit more of a green light than in a Big 12.
But bottom line is, if he's a guy who can step out, I mean, we need to look at dudes like him. Yeah. You know, who's someone who, granted, you know, I think he'd be coming in for minutes with Edwards and McClung. Nadolny, man. He's a guy who might, you know, small ball could be an issue if you have him in those guards. But I think it's fair that, you know, he starts getting some of looks, man. I mean, Burton's another guy who offensively doesn't do much for us. I just think it's time that you got to look at, you know, different pieces and starting to fix these rotations and you know, going from there. Really quick, because I know we're running long. Late game struggles, man. And this is something, Beard, I mean, people are starting to kind of chirp about. We have to be more efficient in late game situations and in executing. Again, I trust Beard. I think he's a great coach. But, I mean, damn, man. We saw it against Kansas. We saw it against, you know, this year. We saw it last year against Kansas on the road.
I was going to say, last year against Kansas. He's not been – we saw the national
championship. Yeah.
I mean, he's just not been always very consistent with late game calls of his, you know, kind of – He's never really had, you know, a go-to where you get, you know, a great call and you beat a team because of your coach just being better.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's won us a lot of games because he's a better coach, but not in that last-minute call situation.
Last two things.
Another big thing for me, though, real quick,
is
just before you go into the, you know, the last-minute stuff, is also starting sluggish with this team this year.
We start so sluggish.
That's a good point.
You know, not in the game and – you're not going to beat a lot of good teams that way.
No, you're absolutely right.
By digging yourself a hole early.
Yeah.
I mean, last two things, I was just going to throw up free throws. We have to be better.
A little bit better this game, but
we were 25 for 35, 71%. You're right. It's not the end of the world, but again, it's a game that goes to overtime. Just you make two, you make one, you make three, you make a few more of those, and we have to be a better free throw percentage team.
Yeah.
You know, three pointers were percentage. I'm looking at as well, 8 of 22. You know, 36%. It's not terrible, but not great either. And then we also got bullied on the glass at critical points in this game. I kind of got back and forth with this guy on Twitter about a tweet because I guess I wasn't specific enough. I was saying in that moment, Cade Cunningham was having his way. I should have said at that time. You know, because. You know, if you read that tweet like
in those five minutes later,
he had had two or three consecutive trips where he got a guy an open look and was getting in the lane at will. And I thought Oklahoma State kind of went away from him a little bit, but also Beard had a good defensive scheme. Anyways, we got into some technicalities there. You know, I guess I could have been a little more specific, but what was I saying as far as, we got bullied on the glass at critical moments. I won't say, I mean, I'm looking at it. You know, 36 total rebounds to 39, 10 offensive for us, 12 for them. That's pretty close. But there were some huge and-one putbacks they got on the offensive end that killed us in this game. That's all I got for negatives. Sorry for that, you know, sad song boat that we just took you down and just took you on, I mean. But
We're put in a situation
it's
now.
It's tough. Tough loss, dude. It sucks.
We're put in a situation now where we need to win against Kansas State and we need to win against Iowa State on the road to – you know, be in a better position going forward because now we're 1-2 in conference, and it's not going to get any easier.
And we
have
to
UT on the road next week,
and we have to pick one up on the road since we lost one at home. You know, you got to pick one up somewhere on the road.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're fighting in the middle of the pack of the conference right now.
Yeah,
I think we did have a big win, in my opinion, against Oklahoma on the road. Yeah. I think it's a very quality win.
Wait, you mean when they got three tips to put it in and miss?
Well, no, I mean, their best player didn't miss a bunny to win it, or was that to tie it? I think
their best player. Thinks he's a pirate.
Best player thought he's a pirate and blew it.
God.
I mean, I think our best player thinks he's a pirate.
Cowboy,
he thinks Avery Benson. He thinks he's Doc Holliday or Wyatt Earp for sure. So, positives, I'll run through them, you know, quickly. This team weathered the storm, and they, you know, they were down 10 or so at halftime. They did battle back in the second half. Our defense clamped them, and we found, you know, McClung, Edwards, that was my second point. Edwards had the best game of the season from what I can remember. I don't know.
18 off the bench.
I don't know if he had, you know, just from my memory, that seems to be the best game he's had all season. We need him to have that kind of production night in and night out. I mean, he's got to have 8-plus points a night, I think, for us to be successful in the Big 12 with the way our offense has looked. But this team weathered the storm, and they came all the way back, and they were winning. Like I said, we were in a position to win, and then you have those two bogus-ass calls, you know, LOL at Big 12 refs. to really seal our fate for overtime, but then we had a terrible overtime. So this team, they battled back. Our defense is there. Chris Beard's MO. Defense is there. Defense will get us close in games. And then last but not least, welcome to the block party. 8 blocks in this game, dude. And one of them, Tyreek Smith, climbed the ladder, dude, and just absorbed the ball. Like, he became the ball, dude, and just ate it up.
I love it. I want Tyreek Smith to get more minutes.
Nick wants more minutes from Tyreek. Hey, I'll say this about Coach Beard. He's right, dude. The offense is our national championship came together, not late, but, middle of the season.
Yeah.
Our defense is exactly where it needs to be. It'll hold us together. That's our foundation as a team, as our identity under Coach Beard. So hopefully he can get the offense rolling. But, I mean, where our defense is at, I'm not, too worried. It's not time to start jumping ship.
Oh,
No. I'm starting to see a lot of people start to out. I'm starting to see a lot of people creep out on social media, just going off a little bit too prematurely for me.
Tech fans are,
they'll be back.
They'll be back. They can be very volatile after a loss, that's for sure.
Yep.
That's all we got for the Oklahoma State recap. As Nick said, we're looking, and I told you guys, I know y'all have those stats on hand. Iowa State and Kansas State. Our next game is Kansas State.
Yep.
Correct?
Next game is Kansas State.
The 5-6 Wildcats.
Yeah.
We got them tomorrow night. I don't know how much editing we're going to have on this video recording, but we should. Maybe we'll have the episode out.
That's on the road, right?
At Texas Tech.
Oh, okay.
That's in Lubbock, not the Little Apple. I think this is, the worst team in the Big 12.
Yeah. No, if we don't
really
win this,
we really need to win this game.
If we don't win this game, like, panic and flee for your lives. Then there is cause to panic.
Flee for your lives. But
what'd you say their record was?
That makes me feel like it's a trap game. 5-6
5-6 It's at home.
Oh, shoot. That's not as bad. Who's Iowa State have a worse record than they do?
They're 2-5 I've not gotten to see Iowa State play yet.
Talk about a drop off from football to basketball. Just a downhill slide for the old Cyclones of Iowa State. So the two, close to bottom teams of the Big 12, Texas Tech needs to bounce back and sweep this week. You got to get 2 wins this week.
I'd love to see them come out, play inspired on the offensive end and score points and beat them by double digits.
Yeah. This Kansas State team
sounds like a good betting opportunity as well.
Ooh. It sounds like we might be taking
ride
the house,
the over.
Oh, I'm thinking Red Raider spread.
And that's scary against Coach Beard. You don't ever take his
over.
No.
Well, they do have 3 guys that are averaging double digit points. 3 guards.
Who would those
guards
be? But
we're only giving up 56 points a game.
Who are those cats?
Yeah.
As a team.
Literally, nice. Cats.
I like that. Well, they're a younger team, right?
Visual pun, dude. Let's go.
They're a younger team. They've got a footer on their team in David Bradford. And the 3 guys that are in double-digit figures are Mike McGurl, DeJuan Gordon, and Nigel Pack. Watch out for those guys.
Nigel
Thornberry.
I thought their leading scorer was only averaging like 13 points.
Lane, who was the guy who went off on us at Oklahoma State?
Witwicky?
Sam Witwicky, huh?
His name was Lick Licky, I think. Or Lick Licky.
Yeah, it was like
I can't say it. I think
you got it right.
Hey, you did good, man. You did your best.
So, yeah, I think it's, like I said, they're a younger team. They're still trying to find their identity, kind of like we're trying to find our identity. And to me, it feels like a trap game.
We're
like,
just loaded with more talent.
We're just the shit.
I'd hope so, yeah. I think we are. Definitely. We have some of the best talent on our roster in the Big 12. But
I agree.
It's a matter of, how long is it going to take for us to
do you guys mind if I hit a quick game of chess real fast?
Oh, you're sick, man.
I've been on a heater. Hey, chess.com. We're Ramblin' Raiders 22. Play me.
Are you working on your mid game?
My mid game's gotten better now. My end game, dude. Wow.
My end game is better than your end game.
My end game is total shite. But
you run a better Sicilian defense.
I really get into the Queen's Gambit early and often, and I execute well. Better than Texas Tech basketball team has. I think that's it, boys. We got to win. We got to win against Iowa State and Kansas State, dude.
I agree.
That was my best Rudy impression. He goes, we're going to hit him high. We're going to hit him low. We're going to win.
That's a famous speech from a Notre Dame coach.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
And what better time for Tech to like really take that to heart and beat Kansas State and Iowa State?
I agree.
What a great recap. We just three guards and like their records. And boy, and boy, we got to win.
A preview. That's all you That's need to preview. Know, guys.
All you need to know is we got to just play
spacing
good basketball.
Got to do better spacing.
Look, we're not any better than them right now. In conference, ready for the hot take? We're both 1-2.
We've played some better teams, I do believe.
They've lost to Oak State. Oh, no, that's ours. Hold on.
Check it for me, Nick.
Y'all ready for the hot take?
They lost to TCU.
Yeah.
Who we should wax, hopefully.
We haven't played them yet.
They lost to Baylor. And they beat Iowa State. Yet. All right, who's last in the Big 12? So
let's go.
You are right, my friend. And they lost Lane to UNLV. Munda.
No, they also have a big loss. I can't remember who upset them.
They lost to some really bad team.
FHSU?
Shit team, yeah.
I don't even know that stands for.
They didn't even have an icon on
Fort Hayes State Tigers.
They don't even have an icon on ESPN.
They lost to Wayland Baptist, basically.
You might as well lose to
them. No, they really don't have an icon.
You might as well lose to Millsaps, dude.
Even Wait. My team had an icon on ESPN.
No, not only did they lose, they got drove. Like, they got beat 81 to.
They lost by 13 points. The players don't even have pictures.
Oh, that's rough.
Fort
dude.
Hayes State.
Good for them.
Tigers.
Are y'all ready for the hot take? Hey, am I going to have to manually play us in?
If you want, you can. Yeah.
Automatic.
I'll just do this for our – nah, I guess we can always go back and
Caroline
edit.
Caroline had turned the recording of the camera on, and is I just have this on? Weird feeling that it's off.
We end up sitting in the
Caroline.
Please tell me this has not been off the whole time.
No, I don't know. I could be just like tripping for no reason, but I just have this weird feeling.
God, I hope you're tripping.
Will you make sure it's still on?
Is it on?
Please. Okay, oh, for the love of God. All right, that was a close call. Thanks, Carol. Caroline. Did y'all use it in the last episode?
Yeah, we did.
All right, here. Y'all go ahead and just, you know, talk amongst yourselves. I'll find it.
He's back.
All right, you guys get pumped to this.
Sometimes I have too many beers, which I gladly do, and which I fully embrace. Automatic. Still is.
There you go.
I liked beer. I still like beer.
Wait, like hey, Carol, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but could you grab us two brews? you know I love you.
I feel like we need to take some like shots.
Like a sister.
On air.
I love you like a sister-in-law. Oh, pressure's on. God. The pressure's on.
Sometimes I have too many beers, which I gladly do.
I'm going to go back and add, for our listeners on the audio, I'm going to go back and add better quality to this. Don't worry. Y'all ready for that drop, though? I'm peeking. Oh, we're peeking.
Is this the best we're ever going to be?
Is this the best we're ever going to be? Wow, talk about a huge miss for Zach Efron. Huge miss for Zach.
Automatic.
Yeah, well, I can't believe we haven't talked about that, how Zac Efron's got some misses. Got some hits.
He's got major hits, dude.
You
He's
mean
got
like some misses.
His TV show was a miss?
High School Musical?
No, that movie that he was in.
I don't
about
care what
DJ.
Some say. Kind of a hit.
Don't know.
He was in a TV show?
Hot takes. Yeah. SEC.
Oh, that documentary.
Okay, well, here, we'll start off like this. Big 12 goes 5-0 in bowl games. And who chirps the loudest when their conference is well in bowl games? The teams that suck and don't make one. Red Raider fans flexing their
what
muscles.
Up?
We are going off talking right now because our conference went 5-0, even though we're still bad.
At Garrett Cregan, at Andrew Candy. I hope they listen to this hot take.
I got to tell my boy Preston Schulte, I still love the Tigers, dude. Even though Lane's about to go in on the SEC – I saw he got a little back and forth with Laney's Locks on not back and forth,
oh,
but,
he did?
On Twitter. He was because I put up a
that
tweet.
That wasn't me. That was you
talking shit about Florida, and it was funny. But anyways,
don't give me the opt out. North Carolina
Schulte.
Had so many opt outs.
Just know,
oh my God.
I'll always love the Tigers, dude. No matter what.
North
but anyways,
Carolina had more opt outs than they were actually in a game.
Well, but no, he actually agreed with that A&M like still did not deserve to go. And I will say 100%, we saw it clearly, guys. There are really two. Maybe three, but two teams that are better than all the rest.
Okay,
that's Alabama.
I know what he disagreed
with. And that's Ohio State. And then, you know, Clemson is still an elite team. But everybody else, they're up here. Everybody else is here.
I agree.
A&M's getting waxed against Alabama. Notre Dame got beat. OU, actually, I think OU was the best team
I
to put in
OU,
spot.
And I bet that's what Presti Schultz.
No, I think he might agree with that.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, yeah. I just think Oklahoma was the fourth best team because no one realizes how many players they had out when they lost those two games.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they lost. I mean,
dude,
come on.
Yeah, you know how we know? Because they got them all back against Texas Tech. That's when they started kicking ass.
They almost scored. They probably could have scored 100 on us.
Lincoln Riley showed us mercy.
Thank God he's a Red Raider.
Hey, but Ole Miss got a win, a top 15 win against Indiana.
Okay, they did. They did.
So you're going
to
get.
But Auburn. Not so fast. I guess they did. They did lose their coach.
People are giving Texas for beating the crap out of Colorado. Indiana, are they really that good?
That's fair.
I don't know.
Exactly.
It was actually a pretty close game. I mean, Georgia, Cincinnati, Cincy choked that game away.
Ole Miss isn't even getting in a bowl game.
But I'm just saying, Cincy, for anyone who watched that, because I bet on it and I was super pissed off, Cincinnati, as Dave Portnoy said about Texas Tech, you're dead to me. Cincinnati, anyone associated with that school, you're dead to me, dude. Y'all choked so bad. Clock management was so terrible.
I'm not going to say.
They should have won that game.
I'm not even going to say the Big 12 is better than the SEC.
No, because they're not.
I'm simply going to say the SEC is not as good as they think they are.
I think that's a fair point. And the fact that I agree, the SEC is the best conference in college football. That's undisputed. I will admit that. But it's not light years. Alabama makes it look a lot worse than it actually is, in my opinion.
It's not a big gap at all.
I mean, LSU made it look that way because they were so dominant
last
year.
LSU might be one of the best football teams ever to be a symbol.
And they played UT played them to a touchdown or whatever. I mean, here's the deal. I agree. I think the Big 12 is better than the ACC. I think they're way better than the Pac-12. I mean, people try to talk like we're the like Big 12 is
the
worst conference.
I don't think the Big 10's that good.
I think that that's when it starts getting closer. This year, I think the Big 12 is the second best.
I think this year for sure.
And you can't
but I think
use,
it's, you know, it's a, the Big 12, the Big 10.
You can't
kind of,
use Oklahoma, you know, gets waxed by. Of course they do when they go to the college football playoffs. They play Bama.
They play the best team.
They play LSU. They play Bama. Guess what? I guarantee you a majority of the good teams in
when
other conferences are going to get waxed by those teams too.
When they played Georgia, they took them to overtime.
And they – that defense – oh, wow. That defense was so bad.
Yes, that defense
Baker
was
Mayfield,
awful.
And as much as I used to give that guy crap – that was the best offense in college football that year. They should have played Bama in the national championship. They didn't blow it against Georgia. And, I mean, it was an overtime game, so, yeah, I agree. I don't want to hear that shit. Real quick, what is the future of bowl season? Speaking of opt-outs, Lane was talking about Florida with the opt-outs. What does the future of bowl season look like with the opt-outs to you guys? I mean, I think it's going to get to the point where you're going to have to pay these guys to play in these New Year's Six games and
you're
stuff like that.
You're going to either have to pay them or give them some kind of incentive.
Stipend or something.
I think it starts with –
which is payment.
Well, it starts with expanding the playoff.
Yes, agree. We have to go to 8 teams.
That's got to go
that's
to
not
eight
even
or
a debate
or whatever. I think it's got to be expanded, and then you got to figure out some kind of incentives to.
You can
I think
even,
once you expand the playoff, though, a lot of those NFL, a lot of those guys who aren't in the playoff, there will be more of them that need to bolster their. Possible chance of making the NFL.
You could even do an 8-team
like
playoff
that.
With two first one and two getting a bye or something. I mean, if you're worried about you know games
how
or
many
whatever,
games? Yeah, why not?
But I agree, that's like not even a debate. And what'd you say at the end of that? Sorry.
Well, I just think that there will be less teams. There will still be players who are big who aren't in the play.
But there will
the playoffs.
Be less, and then
there'll
you won't have
less,
to hear
though.
These.
Right.
Our team was depleted. Duh, duh, duh. Also, Dan Mullins is a joke, dude. That guy, his.
He
gives college coaches a bad name.
Because that, I mean, Oklahoma's going to put up 55 no matter what.
Yeah.
Give me
a fucking
break.
Sorry
for the F-bomb.
Look at the camera and
how,
say sorry.
Guys. Apologize to everybody. No, but I agree. I mean, it's just how, you know, they were going to put up 55. The question was, were you going to get there too? And, I mean, I don't know if you do or not.
Trask
sure as hell wasn't playing a good game.
And, okay, you can only blame one of those on the receiver. The other two were just awful throws.
Brother Nikas, what do you got, man, for opt-outs?
Not
are you
much,
opting
man.
Out of the pod right now? It looks like you're thinking about opting out.
It looks like I'm opting out of the hot take on this one. I just don't have too many opinions on bowl season because we haven't been in one in a while.
Fair enough.
The only thing I got to say is
So you're 14? Cutting. You're now 14? Cutting me and Jackson deep for like talking this much about bowl season.
All I gotta say is if we haven't even said it yet. Iowa State's win against Oregon looks pretty good.
Oh yeah, I saw a great. They dominated. I think someone shared this. I don't know if y'all are part of the group on Facebook. I know Nick's not on Facebook, but
that's right. I also opted out of that.
Nick's for a pro human future.
I agree.
As Alex Jones would say, pro human, dude.
That's right.
The bots. We don't want the bots taking over.
They're not pro human future.
I saw a great video posted into the if you went to Texas Tech between 2010 and 2019 group.
Yeah.
And it's Cleveland Brown fans after they made the playoff for the first time in like 17 years. And they're all just commencing suckdown. And someone just goes, this is going to be Tech when we make a bowl game. Oh, my God.
I love it.
I mean, well, we made a bowl game in 17, I think, but we haven't won a bowl game since 2013 14.
What was our last bowl game? The 14. Houston Bowl? The Texas Bowl?
It was the South Florida.
Chiminek took us to a
bowl. Oh, yeah.
And we should have won.
We should have won that game.
Yeah, no. Talk about another ref.
Damn.
Everybody take a sip. Nick, water.
I think our last win was Tommy Tuberville in the Meineke Car Care Bowl.
No, Holiday Bowl, Kingsbury, first year.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Yeah. Oh, that was a record-setting day, too, for old Davis Webb.
All right, boys. Well, I think that's a good hot take at this, you know, sake of running too long. I'm going to go ahead and stop you all there.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, well, let's get in.
Are we ready for this Daryl Dora version of the
Matador Motivational?
Let me pull up the
Let's go, Daryl Dora. I got his autograph once.
Dude, he was one of my favorite players back in the day. And it's such a simple tweet, and it's spoken in many different terms and I guess, expressed in many in kind of different verbiage. But it's simple, and it's an adage that, you know, is old as time. And that
Before we get started with his tweet, though,
wow, I was really on a roll there.
Whoa. Can we just mention he has one of the biggest shots in Texas Tech history, beating Kansas in
I'll allow it.
Game.
I'll allow it.
We talked about it with Ronald Ross, but Daryl Dora, clutch against Kansas. He always lit Kansas up, I feel like. He had a couple of great games against them, but none bigger than that shot.
Oh,
to
huge.
Beat him in the Blizzard game.
It was huge.
I think they were like top huge. Five.
Yeah. No, they were
like six,
they were,
or seven.
I think they were five or four, whatever, but yeah. But anyways, you know, Daryl Dora, the Kansas assassin himself.
Yes.
Again, this is one of those adages that people throw around, you know, that they've thrown around for a long time, but I love the way he expressed it on Twitter. Small minds discuss people. Great minds discuss ideas. Let's elaborate on that a little bit. I think it's so true. You know, when in your life, when you find yourself focusing on others' successes or failures or transgressions, whatever it might be, you know, when you're more worried about what's going on with others' lives instead of Oh, that was Nick. Sorry, it was way cuter whenever it was Willie on Lane.
Who posted that?
I did on our Instagram. You should follow us at Rainbow Raiders. But I forgot where I was going. If you're more focused on other people's successes or failures, and you're letting that fuel you, and letting that be your kind of main hub of interaction, you know, it's not a good thing, man. I mean, it's not good to dwell on stuff like that. And a weak-minded person does that.
Yeah, I agree. I think this applies, again, you know, most of our Matador motivationals do apply to kind of all different walks of life, whether this be, you know, in business or with friends or something, I don't know, social settings.
That's
like
why
that.
We're so diverse, bro.
You have to not, you know, worry about what this guy's doing. You know, your coworker's going off over here. You know, he's doing great. You're not doing great. Don't worry about his success. Start, you know, worrying about your next big idea, what you're going to do to get to, you know, his kind of level. I think that Matador motivational kind of speaks to that type of mindset a little bit.
It's the people who, like, talk trash at happy hours about, you know, their coworkers or bosses. It's like that's not going to help elevate you when you're just constantly
enamored
with, you know, other people's, like I said, transgressions, dwellings, whatever. Nick, I mean, what do you have to say about that? I know you talk a lot of shit behind my back, so I thought I really wanted to, like, do this Matador to kind of get you out of that funk.
Well, I'm glad you didn't listen to our episode last week, Lane and I's episode, because there was a lot of
slander?
There's a lot of good banter
about you,
how
specifically.
How dare you?
No, the quote, I've heard that quote before, and I've heard a longer version as well, and I'll say it here. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. So, kind of flipped.
Wait, oh, you flipped it. The
small
first
minds
one
discuss
idea.
People. Average minds discuss events. Right. That's the new one. And then great minds discuss ideas. I mean, it's true. Like, if you're talking about people and that's what your conversation is revolving around, and if you find yourself with you and your friends kind of just talking about other people and talking down on them or, you know, even about them really, like, in any way, you might be in the wrong friend group.
I think we might find ourselves in a little sticky situation with this Matter or Motivational and the podcast, because we do
talk about people.
We do talk about people in sports.
And events. Yeah,
well, that's player. I mean, player. Not, like,
we
you
just
know,
love sports. I don't know.
And at the end of the day, we're not bad mouthing. I mean, these guys are good. You know, they're just not performing in a sport as well. But it's kind of, you know, our job, our unofficial job that we've made to, you know, discuss the happenings of Texas Tech athletics. But I think it's more tailored.
I think it's more revolved around what kind of we've been already discussing.
Yeah, it's more tailored when you're talking, you know, as you guys talked about me on the pod last week, when you're talking trash, you know.
I didn't say anything. Nick just said that it's always you talking trash on Twitter, not either me or him.
That's probably –
that's fair to say.
That is a fair statement. But, no, actually, you know, I will agree with that, except
you
for –
censor me. You always tell me
don't
I
really
can't
get,
do it.
Like, we don't really get into that many any back and forth. Yeah. Like, I feel like we don't have that much
sometimes.
Animosity on our Twitter.
Yeah. Sometimes, more recently than
we would
than
be.
Others.
We would probably get in a lot more if
and
you
usually,
didn't censor
and
me
And usually
so
our Twitter, I feel like it's always like a – I mean, it's a respectful disagreement, right? Like, I mean, we're not, like, calling each other, like, peckerheads or, you know, assholes. Or
we're
like,
not doxing anybody.
Yeah, we're not doxing people. I mean, we're just having a respectful disagreement.
Yeah,
I agree. What do they say in Star Wars? Aggressive negotiations.
Yeah, nice.
Wow, yeah, super nerd reference there. Alpha brain, dude. After your, like, second tall boy in Montucky, that alpha brain starts surging.
Absolutely.
But, yes, let's be better. Let's not talk about people behind their backs. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Nick. No, I'm just kidding. Let's not talk about people behind their backs.
I'm going to take the knife out of your back.
Thank you. Please, dude. Lane, you go ahead and get yours out too, man.
No, I put it back in.
But all in all, a great tweet by a Red Raider legend, Hall of Famer.
Kansas
always
assassin.
A Hall of Famer in my book. Daryl Dora, what a homie, man. I hope he stays on the basketball coaching staff because he's a great coach. Obviously, you know, a great leader with the right kind of mindset. Telling people to, you know, focus on ideas and philosophies, not, you know, don't focus on people individually.
Absolutely. Great.
Uh-oh. Now, Nick, we didn't think about this, dude. We're at
how
the
we
end.
Gonna
how
end
are we going to end it, bro?
I was just thinking that as well.
Because I can't do that separately. Are we going to – who has the loudest phone? Hey, Caroline, do you have a speaker? Can we borrow it? All right, let's riff a little bit for the boys and girls watching us.
Who's Lexi?
Watching us on the telly.
Oh, it's Gator. Oh, it's Gator. I'd never seen her real name before.
her name is Lexi.
She messaged us on Instagram.
Can we Bluetooth it? We're going
to
do our
she's trying to get on
outro song.
I saw Shipley, and I was like, wait a minute. But I never knew her
that
name
is
was Lexi.
That is the Gator Ships. That is Loose Lips with Gator Ships reaching out. Look at her, trying to work at 9 o'clock on a Monday.
That's the Red Raider. That's the AEY. That's the Red Raider guarantee, bitches.
That's the AEY guarantee, bitch.
That's
the
Red Raider.
Do you have to plug it in? Yeah. Why? Come on. You look good. Just get over here.
Hey, give it to Lane. And
you're
going
to have
across.
To be.
You look very.
You saw her arm.
You look very Ramblin' Raiders, like casual right now.
Really? One more time.
Uh-oh. The equipment is at risk of being spilled on beer. For our visual. On you know, onlookers, here's Willie Griffon. He adopted our last name, even though he's Carol's dog. And he likes just doing this, what we call a true conversation with Lane.
Conversation with Willie.
Nolan Harvey will get this reference. This is just a conversation right here. Two guys having a conversation.
He's a good guy.
Here, plug this in over here.
I love how he goes, like, just pause up, Jackson. Like, full talk. Oh, you want me to plug it?
Yeah, unplug your laptop.
Do you want me to plug, like, Ramblin' Raiders Media? Or?
Usually we plug Ramblin' Raiders Media, Loose Lips, Gator Ships, Laney's Locks, but this time I just want you to plug the microphone, or excuse me, the speaker.
The floor is like, it looks like it's wet, but it's not.
It's shiny. It's got that, like, shine.
How many Montuckies did we give this guy?
Dude, doesn't it look wet?
Oh, yeah.
But it's not, it's just sticky.
It's just sticky.
Oh God, it's just sticky. I think Lane might have spilled a hottie toddy over here, man.
How do you use it?
That looks like an incense thing that you put in your bathroom by your toilet.
You know how to use it?
It's working. It's working.
It's a Google Home.
It's a Google Home.
Oh, can we just take your phone? What the hell was that?
Was that a cow? Are we going to be able to edit this?
No, we're not editing this, guys. Like, this is what you get for the visuals, just live Ramblin' Raiders. Here, this is Nick's department. Wow, we're going to have to do one take
on that.
We have
the same taste in music. John Mayer, Ben Rector.
T-Swift. Fluent take here.
Cheers. Yeah, I think we did too. Cheers, Leno.
During rodeo season.
Hey, by the way, good luck. Everyone wish Lane good luck in his client acquisition tomorrow?
Client meeting tomorrow.
A little client. Oh, God. I was like, I'm not ready.
Client acquisition meeting tomorrow.
Sounds like a whole lot of
Is this my shirt?
No, it could be something big.
Yeah, it is. It's working.
Damn you. That's what, actually, it's whatever.
Is that your shirt?
Yeah, it is. Okay, so are we ready now?
I think he's wearing your shoes, too, but that's not my...
No, these are mine.
No, those are his. But he had to check, though. All right, so on Carol's incense potpourri little...
I thought it was a candle.
Musicer. Speaker, yeah, there's the word. Wow, the Montucky, the music box. The old speaker that we have here. Google Home. Google's really going for a very interesting design with these things. All right, one fluid take. You think we can do it, guys, for the video? Remember, it's been a great episode. I know we're running a little bit long, but we're super excited for y'all to follow this content now, not only on the airwaves, but also on the, you know, with the visuals. You can watch us on our YouTube channel or what's it called? Twitch. Yeah, that's it.
Twitch. We gotta figure that out.
Yeah. We're definitely gonna get better at that. Twitch. So subscribe and do all the whatever you do on those things and let us know how we're doing. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Ramblin' Raiders. We are also on Twitter at Ramblin' Raiders. Our Facebook page on Facebook, or our Facebook page is Ramblin' Raiders Podcast. Be sure to use that. Our website is ramblinraiders.com.
And we got a lot of plugs nowadays.
We have cool,
way too many.
We have way too many plugs. We have cool merch, Laney's Locks, Loose Lips with Gator Ships, Loose Lips with Gator Ships. Nick, go ahead and start playing it, man. Let's just get out of here.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, so great episode, guys. I'm glad this is our first take on here. I think it went well. No. Okay, it's okay. Wait, I'm still talking. All right.
Tell us
about that meeting tomorrow.
Oh, well, it's with D-Bat, actually a sporting company, so...
free bats for us.
Could be free bats for the Ramblin' Raiders, even though we don't play baseball.
Start a softball league. Don't think I won't cork the hell out of those things either, because we're going to need all the help we can get.
They're a big college bat, is what my buddy Garrett was telling me.
Nice.
D-Bat? It's like a team. It's like an organization. Yeah.
It's a batting company.
D-Bat?
Yeah, no, they have like batting facilities. And they also, I used to play D-Bats.
They make bats, though.
They only like...
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Their market, though, for most of their bats are like D-bags, you know?
But they also have warehouses for baseball facilities. They also have retail stores.
And that's what you're looking into. And commercial real estate.
D-bags.
I'm talking to the real estate manager of D-Bat about future acquisitions.
It's working now.
So, wait, let me clarify this. Is it D-Bats or D-bags?
D-Bats.
Oh, it's bats. Ran by D-Bags. Okay.
Hold on, man. If they see this, I'm screwed.
Hopefully they don't tune into the Ramblin' Raiders podcast.
That is true. Don't tell them you have a podcast.
Just kidding, man. We're all about client acquisition and getting some sponsorships. Uh-huh. Carol, how's the poopery speaker coming?
Yep.
Oh, is it? Okay, we good?
We're starting.
Here, wait. Throw me your phone real quick. Y'all are about to see how nonchalant.
Good.
Let's go.
West Virginia money line looking
West
good.
West Virginia. That's me starting my week off, hopefully. Here, let me see.
Ooh, 2-point game. I don't know. Still tough.
Damn, I'm riding that money line, baby. Ride with the chef. All right, well, we're going to have a good 10 minutes of banter, just elegant banter back and forth. With Lane Amundo and Nick Amundo. Lane, give me some testosterone. I mean, give me some green tea, Griffon, because I got to get my testosterone levels
up.
You
think I got low T or something?
Hey, if you do, get teed up on some green tea, dude.
Oh, my God.
Just drink a gallon of that stuff, and you'll be raging face. Nick, are you ready?
Only I know how to control it.
Nick's the master.
I don't know what y'all are doing.
Nick's the maester. Check out how...
Oh, there we go. Let's hit it.
Check out how nonchalant this is. Boys, real quick, what do you have to say to listeners on our way out?
Guns up. Let's have a good week.
Guns up. Let's have a good week.
Yeah.
Guns up. Let's have a good week. Let's beat Kansas State's ass. Let's beat Iowa State's ass. Always a Red Raider, baby.
We out.
Dilly dilly.